Okay, I went to the dictionary and I looked up grace. It says it's the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and bestowal of blessings. So, not because you did anything, but because you are bestowed blessings upon you. It's because you are in God's favor, okay, without you having to do anything. Okay, I will get there eventually. 8, John 8. Come on, I got sticky fingers today. Okay, 8:1-3. Well, I don't really want to go into the story right now. I'm sorry, I'm going to do something else. No, we'll go to the story. Okay, John 8, the woman caught in adultery. They went each to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." You know, they were kind of anxious about it. They really wanted him to, come on, do her. Do something to her. We need to stone her. And if you read more into the story, he was going, well, who is this woman? Who caught her in adultery? What was the circumstances? Who was the man? Who was asking all these questions? They kept going, I don't know, but she was caught, so we need to do something about her. And, you know, we get in a place sometimes where we become judgmental. We don't mean to, but you just do. You know, you just can't help it. You become judgmental. And God said, you know what? My son died for all of this. So if you don't have any sin in your life, then you throw the stone at her. Well, then, of course, no one could do that because everyone had, you know, sinned. But he did forgive her, but he said, sin no more. Now, I'm sure she felt very, very appreciative. Because I don't know about you, but any time I stub my toe, it hurts. I can't imagine having rocks and stones thrown at you, you know, to ultimately kill you.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that Jesus was lax about it. He just knew where he stood with the Lord. He said, "I am God's son. I died on the cross for you from everything that you do." And the decisions that we make this very day, it produces what's in our future. So when we get an attitude that we need to judge other people or look at them differently, you are changing your attitude for the future. We need to quit judging people. Oh, they don't have this. Oh, they have that.
Amen.
Oh, they love their TV way too much. Oh, they love cars. Oh, they have all this money. Oh, they don't have any money. Look at the way they dress. We're constantly put in these situations. And our first instinct, our flesh, is to judge people. But Jesus is saying, no, don't judge these people. You know, there's so many times that when you go out, like Walmart, that's just my place to go. There's so many people, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, ooh, I bet they're on drugs. Oh, I bet he's drunk. Oh, you know, it's just a natural flesh thing to do. But we cannot judge people. The sweetest people can be ones that are covered with tattoos, that don't have nice clothes. I mean, we've got to learn how to quit judging one another.
Amen.
Or expecting your Christian friends to go through your list and go from 1 to 10. Now, if Don Fox does this and he does this and does that, that's good. That's great. But if he messes up here, oh, that's over for him. We're going to cast him out. And that's how we do with everybody. Our friends,
Look how many times I've done this for my friend. And then you turn around and they, well, they never did this for me, so why should I do it again for them? I don't, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, God will bring people in your lives. But if God removes them, it's for the best. We always question, you know, why is this happening? Why are these people not even calling me anymore? Well, you have to realize that God does that. He removes people from your life. Just like Cindy was talking about these kids with Rachel. She's so excited to have new friends and stuff and feels more confident. But you don't want bad friends, okay? You don't want friends that are going to bring you down. We don't want to be in a situation to where we're all hanging out and having a good time, so how they're acting is what how I'm going to act. Mm-hmm. You need to keep your morals. You need to keep your focus on the Lord. Amen. And let God be shown through you to other people. So they go, you know, whatever Dee Dee has, that's what I want. Because she's, man, she's been through it, but yet she's praising God. That's what I want with Anita. Man, she almost died 3 years ago. But you know what? She's got such faith to know that God loves her and is going to keep care of her always.
Amen.
So let's quit trying to judge an attitude and like, okay, here it is, Jesus. Look at these people. Look what they did to me. Go do something to them. That's why God says pray for your enemies.
Amen.
Have you ever had someone hurt you and you thought, oh, they'll get theirs one day? And sometimes they do get it, but usually your heart's not glad about it. Because we don't really want other people to suffer. If we live our lives like that, how terrible. Because we're living in the negative. We need to live more in the, hey, I want the best for people. Hey, you get a new car? Hey, I'm happy for you. That's wonderful. You don't know what's going on in their lives, why they have a new car, why this person has money, this person doesn't. We don't know the situation. So why judge them? You don't know what you're talking about. So we need to change our attitudes, especially in church. We need to love one another, appreciate one another. Everybody here has got a talent that God has given you, and we need to respect those talents, and we need to respect each other.
Amen.
And if they let you down, don't, you know, okay, well, you know, Barbara didn't talk to me today. I guess she's mad at me. Oh, my God, what did I do to her? Did I say something on Facebook? Why is she like that? Maybe Barbara don't want to talk to anybody today. Have you ever been around people? Sometimes I get to where I just don't even want to talk to anybody I can. And we don't know what's going on in Barbara's life. So why judge what she does here or how she reacts? If you got a bad feeling about it, you go up, hug Barbara, go, you know, I love you. I miss your hugs, but I'm going to pray for you. But see, we're so just got to get somebody. Got to get to them. They don't act right, they don't treat me right, and I'm sorry for that. So I'm going to have a pity party. Well, Cindy and Tim don't talk to me. They never come by my house. They must hate me. You know, whatever's going on in their lives, you pray for people. Always pray. If you have a problem with something, pray first.
Amen.
Then if you have an issue or a problem that needs to be pointed out, you go to your pastors and go, hey, you know what? Ruth, I heard her talking and saying that she wants to beat me with an ugly stick. Go to, you know. I'm just making, for instance, she threatened to beat me before, but I didn't take it literally. So we just got to love one another. And that's how your church grows. That's when you want to come to church, because you feel good. You feel good to be around people that you love. You feel good because you feel the Holy Spirit giving you warmth. And hugs. You know, I'm so tired, I just can't go to what? I'm just so tired, I don't think I can go to that. I can't do this. Just go. God will bless you.
Amen.
Every time He blesses. Every time. So we need to change our attitude, and we need to know that we live in grace. He does that freely for us. We don't have to do anything. He has given us grace. And you know what? It's enough for us. We need to quit asking God every 5 minutes of, oh, if I had this, oh, I need this. You know, God knows your heart. And when you come to the Lord and pray for things, He knows. But you come humbly. You know, none of us in here deserve anything. I mean, I think y'all do. But we don't.
Amen.
We deserve death and going to hell, but Jesus changed all that for us. So we need to be appreciative and be humble and respectful. When we're doing prayer requests, you need to be quiet so you can hear someone's prayer request. There's nothing more special than praying for someone else. It gives you so much relief inside. It takes that tension off, and it takes your mind off yourself. So if you feel like you can't go to sleep at night, I guarantee if you start praying for every reason, I talked about this too. We just go down to church and we remember if we have a good memory that day, and we just start praying for everybody. And before you get to the last person, you're so sleepy you can't stand it. But that's a good way to fall asleep, is when you're praying.
Amen.
And God will wake you up and have you pray for people during the night. Or He'll put that heaviness on you that I've got to pray for them, something going on. So we need to be doers. We don't just need to come in here and, get oohed and awed and babied. You need to be here to serve, to have good attitude, to be just ready to give someone a prayer, give someone a hand, encourage one another. But we're living by grace. I'm going to jump over here to Hebrews. Romans 6:14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. You're under the grace now because of what Jesus did for you.
Amen.
You know? So you're not going to be condemned. We're not condemned because of what Jesus did for us. So we have His grace. I want to jump to Hebrews and then we'll close out, okay? Or maybe I'll go to Ephesians now. I'm just jumping everywhere like a cat on a hot tin roof. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. We are all a body. We're the body of the Christ. And this body and all the other people that love Jesus and have made Him our Savior, Jesus is coming back for His bride. So be sure you're not one of those parts of the body that's not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Huh?
For His bride. We are His body. He's going to come and get us for His bride. Okay? But we're under grace. And if you do sin, we're going to sin. It's okay. But don't condemn somebody else for what they're doing. Oh, did you see them out there drinking? I saw them drinking. And I'm calling everybody in the church. Oh, listen, I want y'all to pray for this, okay? Yeah, but I saw Pastor David out there drinking a margarita. Now, don't say nothing, but we need to pray for him, okay? I got to call Sister Pam over there and tell her. Quit condemning each other. Just learn to love one another. Hey, he has to live with me. He probably earned a margarita, okay? Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Are you at a time of need right now? God is here for you. And let me tell you, like I said, if you sin, it's okay. Jesus has already died on the cross for you. But when we sin and we live in that sin, it affects your relationship with Jesus. Okay? Because when we start sinning, the Holy Spirit starts convicting us. You can either turn your heart away, let it get hard, and just, a couple of weeks, I'll get right. That's not how it works. You want the relationship with God to be good now. We're here to serve others. It's not all about you. Even though I make fun of Kelly, I always call her the princess. We call Isabella princess. It's not all about them, though. It's about you serving God with a great attitude and trying to help others.
Amen.
quit wanting to throw the stone or have somebody throw the stone at somebody because they're doing something. Let's go to the Lord, okay?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, I pray as we're each here today that if there's something in our life that is not becoming to you, Lord, that is complete sin, I pray in Jesus' name we could get rid of it and repent of it today. Father, help us to change our attitudes. Help us to love one another. Help us to quit judging one another and just be strong in you forever and ever. We love you. Just bless the rest of the day today. Bless the singing. Bless the pastor preaching. Father, may we all just have a word from you today because we love you so much and want to be encouraged by you today. In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen.
Amen.